Are you trying to figure out all these methods, spreadsheets, financial apps, and programs on your own? It's just too much to handle, not even getting close to budgeting. And speaking of cash envelopes, well, I can handle a penny jar on my dining table. That's pretty much it. Let's talk about it. Yeah, about cash envelopes. And money bags and hidden treasure sacks. And I am not even going there. Today, I invite you to join me on a Simple Money Systems episode number 23 about a hybrid budgeting method that is simple and easy to play with. I used this method to pay off my mortgage, plus it helped me to save $47,000 in just 3 years by creating an attainable, simple budget system that not only kept me on my financial track, but also I really enjoyed the journey. I found contentment, experienced greater peace, and felt less overwhelmed right after I decided to take the first step. Those results speak for themselves. If you're serious about saving money and paying off your debt, I want you to come and check my coaching offer. It has everything you need to get started. Very first step to a debt-free life, from establishing your cash flow, creating your expenses system based on what matters to you the most, so you can celebrate your first debt that you paid off, and watching closely how your net worth is building up. I will show you how to work with your bank statements and how to use simple spreadsheets with no additional software or apps required. You will know exactly your money coming in and going out with a simple budget system that all makes sense. If I could do this, so can you. Go see what Simple Budget System is all about and submit your application now at dianagalas.com. dianagalas.com. And now, take your notepad and a pen, pull up your seat, come on, let's talk money. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Diana Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. What just came to my memory? When I was like 6-7 years old, I would follow my oldest brothers everywhere they go. And these boys would go far and beyond, up and above, to look for that hidden treasure box. After our mom reading us those bedtime stories about pirates and dragons with multiple heads, and about that young hero who conquered them all and got to that treasure chest. So my brothers would go on a scavenger hunt deep down in the woods right behind our house on a mission to rescue that box full of gold. While toggling along with my brothers, all of a sudden my foot got stuck in the mud in the middle of the woods, far away from home, and those boys were on their mission far ahead of me. It scared me, like a lot. I screamed from the bottom of my lungs for help. My brother's heroes left their scavenger hunt and rushed to my rescue. With this story, I want to draw a similar line with your money walk, your own scavenger hunt journey. You are in a pursuit of degree, then a career, then a family, house, cars, vacations, kids. All of a sudden, finding yourself sitting with a broken treasure box, all stuck up to your neck, in a pile of mighty debt that is about to choke you. It almost feels like the end of the road, the end of your dreams, getting you in a depression mode, pressing you down to submit under someone's mysterious order from out there, making you to pack your stuff and leave your home, literally leaving you homeless, carless, jobless, and the most dangerous is hopeless. This is just a snapshot of how good intentions can derail not only your life, but the life of your loved ones. It feels so cruel, heartless, harsh, and not fair. It often happens in families with kids on disability, and not just kids. Anyone who is on disability mainly because of accepting that mentality of false, humble submission of being poor. My friend, it's so good to be generous. What if you're well off, wealthy, and just stumbled on this show? Friend, please take a note. You need simple budget system right now, like yesterday. There are so many once very successful, wealthy business owners who experienced a very bumpy financial road with all the bankruptcies, loss of money and business, and even worse, it affected their health and overall well-being. The money problem affects that process, giving difficult time to actually process what works and what doesn't. Just because missing out on the budget and other seemingly more important things that can take attention and energy. If you want to prosper, and if you want to enjoy your wealth and live in abundance, I encourage you to take advantage of this simple budget offer. Come on in. You only will thank yourself that you booked the coaching session right here at DeannaGallas.com. You probably heard about the cash envelopes budgeting method. This is when you designate one paper or plastic envelope to a specific budget category. There is nothing wrong with it, but I find it extremely unpractical and inefficient. It is very unsafe to carry bags of money with you in a store when your hands are tied with many moving parts and when your kids are with you. Plus, managing the envelopes themselves is another level of time and energy that makes this method time-consuming and ineffective. Let's look at the hybrid budgeting method. This is a combination of using your online checking account and your credit card. It takes you to devote about an hour of your time, preferably on a weekend, to get it going. It will require your daily attention for a few minutes, though, to simply jot down your transactions for the day. Now, I want to show you how to optimize your checking account and your credit card with all your monetary transactions. Yes, you heard me right. It is time for your credit card to start working for you. Do you like credit cards? I do. Why not? A credit card is a convenient, secure tool that helps us with our daily lives, and every time you use it, you even can earn cash back. Not though every card offers this. This is the only credit card I recommend to have. No others, no multiple credit cards. Just this one and only. Same with a checking account. It's just another instrument to help us to keep a close eye on what's coming in and out. You might ask, why just not have a debit card and not even bother a credit card? Of course, it's an option if you have a preconditions towards credit cards. And I was like that a long time ago, until I looked at the credit card as another tool actually helping me. I prefer working with a credit card. My main reason is because it provides a very good security over your account. Debit card does not. And secondly, many credit card banks pay you cash back on every transaction you make with your card. And thirdly, you can put a credit limit on your credit card. Why it is important to establish your credit card limit? Let's look at it. Here, I would like to make a disclosure. If you're a business owner, please make sure to separate your business bank account from your personal. Right now, I am talking about regular personal checking and credit card accounts. As I mentioned a little earlier, the main funnel of all income and expenses is one single checking account. You may have a savings account for your special or sinking funds, but this is the checking account that we work with consistently on a daily basis. Have your last month's checking account and credit card statements ready. If you do not have a paper copy mailed to you from your bank, just log in to your online banking and print them. Ideally, you would want to have bank statements for the last 3 months to give you a better picture of the average per month. Take one sheet of paper and a pen. Draw a vertical line in the middle of the page. In the first column, write down checking bill pay, and in the second column, credit card. If you work with the bank statements for the last 3 months, then have one sheet of paper per month. List all your monthly regular bills under checking bill pay. This can include utilities, phone bill, your mortgage or rent payments, monthly subscriptions, and friends. With subscriptions, it's tempting to put that charge on the credit card and never bother to look at the actual bill. I strongly recommend canceling all autopay connected to your credit card and instead subscribe to paper monthly statements. You need to be able to see on the paper what are you actually paying for, line by line. This will give you clarity over whether you rather cancel or reduce some unnecessary charges. You will save money this way much more effectively, rather than trying to save time not bothering to look at your statements and letting the corporate strangers charge you whatever is in their power. Now, in a second column under the credit card heading, list all your monthly expenses categories such as groceries, home maintenance, cleaning supplies, special needs supplies, education, clothing, entertainment, anything that you pay for at the checkout. After you have your categories on the paper in nice two-column lists, take your bank statements and go line by line and write every transaction amount next to the corresponding category. This is a little easier done in Excel spreadsheet, where you just input data that can be calculated automatically. Also, as you will go through your statements, you might need to add more categories to your columns. If you have 3 months worth of information, then calculate an average. Make sure to add up both amounts from the checking account column and from the credit card column. This is your total monthly expenses. Okay, after all spending recorded, you are ready to look at how much money actually came in and if you need to make any adjustments to your spending patterns. You need to be able to stay in a positive or green line. I would like to emphasize on the importance of retaining enough money for your special fund. This might be your number one priority over all of your other monthly expenses. You need to be able to set aside enough money every month for your special fund or sinking fund. Now, after you have adjusted your expenses and eliminated non-essential ones, look at your credit card list with the total average number per 1 month again. After you eliminated all non-essential spending, take your credit card, a look at the customer service number, and call to request to limit the credit to that amount. Yes, this is the only way you can appreciate great benefits of the credit cards and open the one that gives you the cash rewards. And now, take your checking bill pay list with all the merchant suppliers and create online bill pay for every bill you have. I really like online bill pay because it's free. You can schedule payments and also if you have the bill with the same amount every month, let's say like rent payment or your mortgage, these bills are typically the same every month. So these bills you can schedule on a monthly basis as an auto bill pay. Don't forget to add your credit card to your checking online bill pay because you will be paying off the credit card every month. This method works really well with nightly money squad routine. It's when you take your piece of paper or Excel spreadsheet with two categorized columns and simply jot down daily credit card transactions so you do not have to do it at the end of the month. I like to check my transactions daily for any errors or omissions. It takes only a few minutes so you can have a peaceful mind and a restful night. And if something went not as you planned, just take a note to deal with it in the morning. Right now, I want you to take your planner or calendar and schedule a 1 hour your money squad time on your first available weekend. Get your hubby or partner on board. Have your bank statements ready in advance. Get your Excel spreadsheet or simply notepad and a pencil before your scheduled time. You might feel a little overwhelmed, but I encourage you to make a commitment to take your financial territory back and under control. Contact me with any questions or support, encouragement, or if any accountability you need. My friend, I would be happy to hear from you about your struggles, your victories, and maybe something that helped you that may help others. Please join me in a Simple Money Systems Facebook group and become an insider with my weekly email for your support and encouragement. If you need more detailed help with figuring out your simple budget system, I still have available sessions in my 1 hour debt-free budgeting coaching. Visit the show notes below this episode to sign up to get you started on your journey to financial peace and well-being. I am looking forward to hearing from you. My precious friend, I am so happy to have you right here listening to Simple Money Systems podcast. If you find in here some tips and useful ideas helping you in any way, or if it stretched you or challenged you, can I ask you a favor? Please leave a 5-star review on the Simple Money Systems Apple podcast. Just scroll down a few episodes for the reviews section. I am thrilled to know that this episode contributed to your and others' well-being, inspiring me to bring even more topics on how to make life simple, enjoyable, and free with more money in your pocket. I am so looking forward to hearing from you. Are you ready to fund your life's mission? It's the best time and the best state of being generous mentally, spiritually, and financially. Start right now. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come. Until next time, Deanna Gallas.